time for the Hot Three with Honor Credit Union. And Haley, you're talking about all kinds of stuff.
just laying out the list really quickly, and we're like, yeah, we can't hear you.
Guys, I'm a talker.
What I love about when you guys come in here is it's always like, all right, guys, we're about to go talk. And they're just like, Hey, what's going on? What's this?
Let's talk about this. I got a lot to say. I missed you guys. It's been a couple weeks.
That's
I have a lot to say.
And you do have a lot to say. It's busy for you guys pretty much year-round with all kinds of different things you got going on. But what I love that you guys do every year across multiple member centers in the region is you do these free community shred days at Honor Credit Union. Tell me about these.
So it's a really great opportunity if you have documents lying around with a lot of your personal information on it, whether it's, you know, your address, your social security number, and you don't need these documents anymore. We have an opportunity for you to get rid of these the safe, the fun way. Bring them down to the Stevensville Member Center this Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon, and you're going to be able to shred these on the spot.
Nice.
All of this paper shred also gets recycled, so it's also a great way to go green.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were going to have like a big bonfire or something. I'm like, oh, this would be great. No, but that's a great idea for sure, because I think I have a stack of papers in my apartment right now that I'm like, yeah, I don't know what to do with these at the moment. So,
And you don't want those things getting into the wrong hands. Mm-hmm. You know, exactly. People are like, I got to dispose of this. I got to do this. And it's like, where do I go?
Well, it's that, and you don't want to rip it up like all individually trying to make sure all the numbers are off.
Right. Chances are you're still going to have those numbers on there, and it's just not safe. So this is a great way to get rid of these the safe way.
What I do is I eat it.
Oh, good. That's
anytime
perfect.
There's my social security number, my credit card number, I just eat it.
So to help Johnny's digestion.
Don't let Johnny eat your papers. Come to the free community shred day.
He's like, my stomach's really hurting, you guys.
Especially around tax time, it's the worst.
Ooh,
So this is great. So and what's great too is that it's free.
It is.
And because, you know, if you went to somebody to get your documents shredded, it may cost you a good amount of money depending on how much you're trying to shred. But you guys are offering this to the community. And there's a box limit. I do know there's a box limit, correct?
There is a box limit. You have to limit it to 10 boxes so that everybody can get a chance to shred all of their stuff just for count records so that they don't have to fill up the truck right away and then have everybody miss out.
Seems like a lot. But I have seen people do that before.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask you anyways.
Shoot.
So based off of, you know, all of your financial experience at this point, when it comes to taxes, do you know if there's a certain point that you should be saving your documents? Like what ones you should save, what ones you should shred?
That's a great question. Usually it's like 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, that's actually what I've heard too.
Of your tax returns.
And even, you know, when I've done stuff before and I just bought a house and I needed my tax forms and you go back through and you do need that stuff. So we actually do have a great solution for that. If you don't want to keep that in your house, but you also do want to keep these records because you might need this someday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pass it over to Macy.
Just going to say, great transition, Stephanie.
Oh man, you made it so obvious.
But she has a great solution for us that Honor Credit Union offers you.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us about this, Macy.
Yeah, so we offer My Virtual Strong Box. This is on our online banking, and that allows you to upload all of your secure documents, your social security card, anything like that that you need that you might not want laying around the house. You can upload that to your My Virtual Strong Box and have that secure there.
And it's super secure. Like,
super
you know,
secure.
There are some people that are like, ooh, I don't know about putting that there. Scanning that in. Ooh, yeah. I don't know.
Yep.
But it's very secure.
Yes.
And you don't have to, you know, block out a whole spare bedroom to have all of your documents
and take up
a whole closet. So this is really great. I actually remember being at a community shred day when you guys first rolled out the virtual strongbox. And I'm like, what? This exists? You're changing my life.
Yeah.
And you're making my life easier.
It really is. It's cloud technology. It's protected by your password because it is within online banking.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to keep these documents. But then you also get to come to our shred days and shred the real documents. Mm-hmm. That's a blast.
That's the cool part. I sometimes just print things off just so I can come to the shred day. I've got a pile that I've been making.
You know, I appreciate that.
Johnny,
I don't
this has
suggest
nothing to do
it.
With anything.
It doesn't. You know, I was going to eat them, but I decided not to.
But it is fun. Our Stevensville Member Center is going to have snacks for you. They have some swag out there. You can come hang out in the parking lot. Hopefully, it's going to be a nice day. I'm hoping the rain is finally done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even if it's not, we also have the canopies. So it's going to be a great time. Come bring your documents. It'll be fun.
Wonderful. Where can we find more information, not only about the Shred Day, because you're having a few around the community throughout the summer, right?
We actually offer 8 every single year.
That's great.
So they're all over the place. They're actually in all of our communities from Berrien County up to Marquette. The next one that's going to be in Berrien County, if you can't make it this Saturday, is at the Coloma Member Center on August 17th.
Okay.
So you can find that list on honorcu.com. It's going to tell you all about our Shred Days. It's going to have also a list of all of our other Shred Days if you can't make it to these. And you can find out more information about my virtual strongbox and get set up in online banking.
Wonderful. Great stuff to do. So go check it out at honorcu.com. Thank you, Haley and Macy, for stopping by this morning.
Thank you, guys.